JK recommends with the lovely John Keane. You're going to tell us everything, what's what we should be listening to, what we should be watching, the whole shebang.
And where we should be going. And we're going to start straight into, because September the 6th sees the very much anticipated sequel of Beetlejuice, cleverly entitled Beetlejuice, with Michael Keaton. And I really can't wait for this. Now, the thing about this is there's a couple of people not going to be in it unless we have a cameo role from Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. We're not 100% sure about that. They haven't mentioned anything about it. The great role of Otto, played by Glenn Shaddix, he's not going to be in it either. Unfortunately, he passed away back in 2010. But we do have, of course, Michael Keaton reprising his role as Beetlejuice. Now, he said, Gemma, that this is one of the very few sequels that he would be interested in doing in all his movies. And the only stipulation he had with Tim Burton, the director, is that it was either going to be Beetlejuice on screen for the same amount of time as the first movie, which was just 17 minutes, either less than that or only a minute more than that. So that's the one, the only reason why he said he'd do it, and that they can't rely too much on CGI. It must be the old stop-go animation that back in 1988. Yeah, he said it's very much back to its roots. Winona Ryder's there as Lydia Deetz, Catherine O'Hara as Delia Deetz, of course, and Jenna Ortega coming into it from Wednesday. Great actor in Wednesday. She is going to be Astrid Deetz, and it all kind of starts off after a family tragedy. Three generations of the Deetz family return home to Winter Valley, still haunted by Beetlejuice. Lydia's life is turned upside down when her teenage daughter Astrid accidentally opens the portal to the afterlife, and that's of course when we meet Beetlejuice himself. Now, there's lots of different things happening here. They haven't given too much away, and it opens up this coming Friday, and I would imagine that the family tragedy they're talking about is Geoffrey Jones, who was the father in the original movie, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, he was also the headmaster in the amazing Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So well worth watching, and I'm going to say to you now, tickets are already pretty much sold out for lots of the really, really good seats this weekend. Yeah, I had a look at it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. I will get to see it this weekend.
I may get on it.
You make it on it straight away. TV-wise, we are looking at, it's 3 weeks into it now at this stage, but First Dates is back with Fred Cyrulex and all the gang on Channel 4 every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Now, the thing about it this year, I found that there has been a couple of people on it already, Gemma, that are, they're really on it just for the fame, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they have.
This is hard though. It's hard to do. You know what I mean? I find this happens with all of these kind of reality shows after a couple of seasons, that the first season or two, you have the people who are genuinely there for love, and then it's just people looking for, you know, maybe a following or a social media deal or something. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of screen time. Now, they tend to have those people in the first two to three, maybe four episodes. After that, then they get down to the kind of the nitty gritty of it, and some real people are involved in it. So, look, it's back on our TV screens every Tuesday night, Channel 4 at 10 o'clock. But the one I always wait for is the one with Matteo and all the gang in the Gibson, the Irish version of First Dates, which I absolutely love. Now, again, they do have some people who you'll see on different reality TV shows, but that should be back. Now, the difference between, I found over the last number of years and seasons, is that First Dates in the UK is normally only on for maybe 8 weeks, but they still do it for the 12 to 14 weeks with the Irish version, and then they kind of wrap it up with the best of. But if you've seen it once, it's very hard to watch it again. But First Dates, Channel 4 is back.
Feel-good stuff. Yeah.
It's feel-good TV. Yeah, now, if you're into, and I've been rabbiting on about this for quite a while on my show, and I'm talking about how The Godfather's made, because recently went back and watched The Godfather again. There is a TV show that I have watched, and I literally finished watching it last night. It is called The Offer. And it's from, it's all about the Oscar-winning producer Albert Ruddy's never-before-revealed experiences of making The Godfather back in 1972. Now, there's 10 episodes. It's not for children. There's lots of heavy storylines in it. And there's violence in it, and there is a certain amount of language in it. But it is an amazing TV show. It is streaming at the moment on Paramount Plus. I'm not sure now if you can, if whoever has it, but it may come out eventually onto normal TV, because Dopesick was out a couple of years back on Disney only, but
yes,
recently RT2 started showing it. So if you see this, it is well worth a watch. Now, Miles Teller plays the role of Albert Ruddy. Miles is from the latest Top Gun movie, Maverick. You've got a couple of people playing Robert Evans. Check out Robert Evans. He was married to Annie McGraw in real life and married to her in this. But if you check out the actors and the actress that played both of these characters, and then check out the photographs that they did in real life, you will see the resemblance is amazing. Francis Ford Coppola is played by Dan Fogler from the Fantastic Beasts movies. And there is a connection between Beetlejuice and this, because there's an actor in it, Charles Bloodhorn, who is the head of a Paramount and the company above that again. And he plays one of the characters in it, and he's a real hard-hitting guy, and he takes no prisoners. He's also in Beetlejuice as well. And Tom Hanks' younger brother, Colin Hanks, is in it.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and the other actor I'm going to tell you about just in this, just to give a mention, is Giovanna Ribisi. He played Phoebe's brother in Friends.
Yes.
And he plays the role of Joe Columbo, who is the head of one of the families in New York back in the day, who wasn't for, now, I'm not going to give anything away, who wasn't really too pushed on this movie being made, but watch as it goes. And the last person that we'll mention is the person who plays Betty McCart, Juno Temple. She went on to represent people like George Clooney in real life, but it all starts from this particular TV show. It's well worth a watch. It's called The Offer, and watch out for a real good cameo appearance from a certain Incredible Hulk. That's all I'm going to say. It is well worth a watch. And finally for you this week, the album that I'm going to talk about, again, they were on the show a little while ago, The Devlins have a brand new album coming out October the 4th. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be called All the Days. They're going to be playing, they played all together now a little while ago, but they're going to be in Whelan's coming up in October, and they're also going to be in Dolan's in Limerick. This album is these guys back to what they do best. Now, speaking with Peter Devlin last week, he was telling me all about the fact that they had a lot of music back in the 90s that got taken up for TV soundtracks and movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
And this particular album, I've been listening to it all over the weekend and last week as well. There's about three or four songs in this that would fit perfectly into someone.
You wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised they pop up. But it's called All the Days. It's coming out October the 4th, and it is one of Ireland's most acclaimed rock bands. They're back. They got the single out, All the Days. The album is called the same. And watch out for The Devlins October 4th.
Well, John, I know what I'm going to be sticking on the telly box now tonight, because we binge-watched Chaos over the weekend and we've nothing left to watch. So The Offer it is. That's exactly what I'll be sticking on.
The Offer it is. And when you're finished watching it, then go back and watch The Godfather 1 and 2 and 3. You'll love it.